and record online. They're on there right now. All we're doing is taking those off and replacing them. One of the things is last year, the board, without even posting, had a clause where they could foreclose on properties. I've taken that part, completely taken it out, and written that they cannot foreclose simply for not paying the assessments. That doesn't mean we can't foreclose. We can actually foreclose on houses when they become a nuisance. And in fact, we foreclosed on a house before because it became a nuisance. It's a little bit more work because we have to gather information, but it can be done. And we have several houses in the neighborhood that are basically abandoned, and they're nuisances. And so, you know, we can target those. So, in essence, we're getting rid of all the unnecessary stuff that people were used, especially last year, to harass people. You know, they were sending letters out for your blind needs replacing. You know, your garbage cans. There's no deed restrictions about garbage cans. None whatsoever. And let me, those of you that know where I live, if you know my next door neighbor, in fact, last time I mowed the yard for him, he very seldom maintains the yard. You know that I got more letters than he did? Now, if that wasn't harassment, I don't know what that was. But I got more letters than he did. Just to give you an idea, there's a Muslim family. They got like 6 letters, and they basically maintained their property. So they were harassing certain people. In fact, I can tell you what Randall Management told me. They said that David Hernandez would write along some of the times and say, give that one a letter, give that one a letter. If you're going to talk, you need to leave. You're trespassing. Leave. I'm recording this. I'm asking you to leave. Will somebody call the police and tell them that David Hernandez is trespassing, please?
Say the truth. I never wrote with Randall Management one time.
I'm telling you what they said. Now, okay, I'll call the police.
That's your problem. You can't say the truth.
We do not participate.
You're not allowed to talk.
I definitely do not participate. I'm just listening.
Are you talking?
I'm not talking.
I'm recording you talking.
I'm not talking.
You have reached the Houston Police non-emergency line. If you're calling from a rotary dial phone, remain on the line for assistance. Ha llamado la línea de información del Departamento de Policía de la Ciudad de Houston. Si está llamando de un teléfono rotatorio, por favor de esperar en la línea para recibir ayuda. Para continuar en español, oprima el número 8. If you're the victim of a theft, criminal mischief, or vandalism, and the value of the property stolen or damaged is less than $5,000, and you have access to the internet, press 9. If you have not already called concerning this matter, and you need a police officer to your location, or to make a police report, press 1.
I do not recognize that as a valid entry.
You have reached the Houston Police...
You have reached the Houston Police Department. All call takers are busy at this time. Your call will be answered by the next available call taker in the order it was received.
It may be 10 or 15 minutes.
Ha llamado al Departamento de Policía de Houston.
So, anyhow,
de emergencia está ocupado en este momento.
On that resolution, all those in favor of passing the resolution, well, first we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Well, it was, I sent you one.
Yes, you did. I admit
to it. So you vote against it? Okay. Well, it's fine because it passed anyhow.
All right.
So the resolution is approved. Now we need one more thing. Everybody that's here.
We have reached the Houston Police Department. All call takers are busy at this time. Your call will be answered by the next available call taker.
I need you to sign this. Print your name and sign it. Now, it doesn't mean that you approved it. It just means that you were here.
Su llamada será contestada por la siguiente persona disponible en el orden en que se recibió.
Now, as soon as everybody signs, we can basically make a motion to adjourn.
You have reached the Houston Police Department. All call takers are busy at this time. Your call will be answered by the next available call taker in the order it was received. Ha llamado al Departamento de Policía de Houston. Todo el personal de emergencia está ocupado en este momento. Su llamada será contestada por la siguiente persona disponible en el orden en que se recibió.
Houston Police, this is Jonathan, what are you reporting?
Yes, sir. This is Manuel Barrera. I'm the president of Rayburn Glen Civic Club. We have a person in the meeting. They're not supposed to be talking. When I asked them to quit talking, they continued. I asked them to leave. They refused. They're trespassing and they're still here in the building. Could you send a police officer to remove the person, please? It's 9505 Rayburn Glen Boulevard.
9505 Rayburn?
Glen Boulevard.
What's the closest cross street there?
Altamont.
And this is, what's the name of the business here?
It's a Rayburn Glen Civic Club.
Rayburn Glen Pacific Club?
Rayburn Glen. B-R-A-E-B-U-R-G-L-E-N. Glen, G-L-E-N, Boulevard.
Okay, and this, the business is Rayburn Glen Pacific Club?
Civic.
Civic Club?
Yes.
C-I-V-I-C, club?
C-I-V-I-C.
What's your callback number?
713-772-9164.
What was your name?
Manuel Barrera.
Alright, so what's going on here? There's a suspect who's not supposed to be in the meeting.
He's not supposed to interrupt the meeting. I asked him to quit talking. He refused. I asked him to leave the building. He refused. He's still sitting here. His name is David Hernandez.
Okay, give me one moment. And what's his name?
David Hernandez.
Hernandez?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is he black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
He's Hispanic.
How old is he?
Maybe early 60s.
Is he thin, medium, or heavy build?
Medium, maybe 5'10", 5'11", 190, 200 pounds.
What is he wearing right now?
Right now, green cutoffs, black polo shirt.
What was it, green?
Cut-off shorts.
Green cut-off shirt.
Green cut-off pants. and a black polo shirt.
Will be dispatched out to 9505 Braeburn Glen Boulevard. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, speaking with Jonathan. Thanks, sir.
All righty. You have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Now, we weren't able to have a Mother's Day because we weren't sure when the floor would be done. But if you, as you can see, this floor looks nice. That carpet was at least 10 years, maybe older, because I went and looked at the expenses for the Civic Club going back to 2014, and the carpet was not on there. What was done was the air conditioning. Those of you that have been here a long time, we used to have window units. They took them out and they added the central air. So, now, Melanie Kloss, please, Kloss, how do you pronounce your last name? Melanie?
Can I talk?
Yes, yes.
You want to know my last name?
Yes, how do you pronounce
please.
It? Please.
Now,
now, she wants us to add for the agenda. I couldn't do it this time because she asked us too late for the yard ordinance. The yard ordinance is where we petition the city to basically prohibit cars from parking in the yard. Now, she's going to have to convince a majority of the board, and actually, to be honest with you, I think it's a good ordinance. But, you know, whatever y'all decide, you all decide. She's going to have to convince a larger...
We're going to have to start with the Civic Club.
Huh?
We're going to have to start with the Civic Club.
Well, because the easiest way to get into the city yard ordinance is the Civic Club votes to get into it, and then the president is supposed to do the work to apply. And it's not easy. There's thousands of neighborhoods, civic clubs, and associations in the city. There's only over 200 that are in the yard ordinance. It's a lot of work. We do have to spend some money, but not a lot of money. But mostly it's work. This civic club twice before has tried to get into the yard ordinance. Both times they did not succeed. I don't know the reason. Yes, ma'am.
The big problem with it is a lot of these houses don't have enough room to park. Now, if we allow them to put paving stones and park, that's why the streets are so crowded, because they don't have any room to park. And their cars are vulnerable. Sorry, I have trouble with that word. When they're parking on the street, people breaking into it or vandalizing them. So we have to have a heart for the homeowners, too. So if we're going to make that kind of a yard ordinance, we have to have a solution for these people that have no way to park.
I'd rather for them to park on their grass than to, you know, like, completely block streets, and then should an emergency vehicle go in there, they cannot.
There was one on next door, just this traffic day. This lady, I assume it was the lady, pleading for somebody to move the car. The trash guy is coming, and they're not going to take my trash because you back in the way. You know, that's not fair either. So we have to have a solution if we are
not. So we have alternatives that are clearly defined. I think
it's not so much the ordinance. It's what about these homeowners that have nowhere to park?
And you know, if you look down on Gassner used to be two lanes. Mm-hmm. They took a lot of the driveways from those houses that are right in the corner of Gassner. If you look at those houses, most of those houses actually have added to their driveways. They've added to the back of the yard where they can park inside. And this didn't happen recently. This happened years ago. Years ago. There's several houses that, you know, because of that, they built driveways.